Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things Wombats. I've got two Wombats planned tonight, so it's a Wombat night. We're going to start off with something from 1959 by the Kingston Trio. This is A Worried Man, and this song goes way back. It was first recorded in 1930 by the Carter family, and then again in 1940 by Woody Guthrie, and the biggest hit was the 1959 version I'm going to play for you, A Worried Man by the Kingston Trio. That was A Worried Man by the Kingston Trio. Little change of pace here. Next up is a quiet gospel piece called Done Found My Lost Sheep. It's sung by Lucy Simpson, who was a friend of mine and also one of my mentors. Much of my gospel music and tradition came from singing with Lucy. Just an absolutely wonderful person to sing with. And this isn't a good example of her work. Done Found My Lost Sheep.
Done found my lost sheep. Done found my lost sheep. Done found my lost sheep. Hallelujah, I done found my done found my lost sheep. Done found. on my lost sheep. My Lord had 100 sheep. One of them did go stray. That just left him 99. Go to the wilderness, seek and find. If you find it, bring it back. Cross your shoulders, across your back. Tell the neighbors all around that lost sheep is sure been found. Done found my lost sheep. Done found my lost sheep. Done found my found my lost sheep. Done found my lost sheep. Done found my lost sheep. In that resurrection day, sinner can't find no hiding place. Run to the mountain and the mountain move. Run to the hill run to. Sinner man traveling on trembling ground. Poor lost sheep ain't never been found. Sinner, why don't you stop and pray? You might hear the shepherd say, done found my lost sheep. 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 Done found my lost sheep.
That was Lucy Simpson singing Done Found My Lost Sheep. The next song is Wilder Than Her by Dar Williams. And it's two friends who are, shall we just say, a little bit competitive. And I find this song actually kind of exciting and entertaining. So here is Wilder Than Her.
Summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows you down, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder than her. When we go driving in our cars, racing through the night, she can drive as fast as me, but she stops at all the lights. She says it's 'cause I'm crazy, and she's probably right. But I think that the reason reason is that I'm twice as wild, and I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind, but she's a summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder. When she takes my hand, then she looks me in the eye. I see something that I've never seen in my life. She takes the fire and turns it down low. She takes the night and makes it not so cold. She takes the distance, breaks it into miles. She makes my life just a little less wild, and I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind, but she's a summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder than her.
Wilder Than Her by Dar Williams. Well, here comes the first wombat of the night. This is Cows with Guns by Dana Lyons, and I think it kind of taps into a feeling some of us have, I for one, of guilt about eating animals, live animals that were alive and spent their often fairly short lives just growing to be big enough so we could eat them. And the question is, if they could get even, what would they do? And this song is Cows with Guns. So you can use your imagination, and in just a minute, just a few seconds, you're going to find out what really happens if cows had guns.
Fat and docile, big and dumb, they look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be et at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. Nobody thunk it, nobody knew, no one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows say tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cow doll drums. He moved, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around, cause the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bummed. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free-roving bovines. We run free today.
We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free buffalo or die. Cows with guns, they crashed the gate in a great stampede, tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke rising, darkening in the day. 12 burning McDonald's, have it your way. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. The president said, enough is enough. These uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon, they would all be ground beef. Cows on buns. The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay. Cows outgunned. The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Oh, oh, oh. Cows with guns.
Cows with Guns by Dana Lyons. The next song is my favorite Bob Dylan song. It's Lay Lady Lay. And Bob Dylan has a strange voice. I think of each human's voice as an instrument, an utterly unique instrument. And some voices are different from others, or they're all different, but some have tremendous range in what they can do, the kind of music they can sing. Bob Dylan has a rather limited instrument. He's got a strange voice, but he uses it well, and he finds some songs like this one where his voice just seems to work perfectly for me. So this is Lay Lady Lay by Bob Dylan.
Lay Lady Lay, lay across my big brass bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his his hands are clean, and you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Lay, Lady, Lay by Bob Dylan. The next song is by Willie Nelson, probably my favorite country music singer, and it's called Little Old-Fashioned Karma. And I learned about karma late in life. I learned to give it a name, but I believe in karma. Not necessarily that we live another life and pay for our sins here, but that we pay for our sins while we're in this life. So this is A Little Old-Fashioned Karma by Willie Nelson.
It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Just a little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of sowing and a little bit of reaping. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Coming down, coming down. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. It really ain't hard to understand. If you're gonna dance, you gotta pay the band. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of sowing and a little bit of reaping. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. just a little old-fashioned karma coming down, coming down, coming down. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. It really ain't hard to understand. If you're gonna dance, you gotta pay the band. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Willie Nelson with A Little Old-Fashioned Karma. Next up is Chuck Berry from 1955. Chuck Berry was kind of the king of rock and roll in his time. And this particular song, Maybelline, is a classic. It's a story of a hot rod race and a broken heart. So get those two together and you get Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing I'd run my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Cadillac pulled up to 104. My Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. My rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Sound. A Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 and a half a mile ahead. A Cadillac looking like it's setting steel, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Maybelline by Chuck Berry. Well, you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something a little odd, which I call a wombat. We got a wombat coming up right away. If you'd like to contact me, you can send email to me at harry@baya.net. My first name is Harry, H-A-R-R-Y, at B-A-Y-A, B as in boy, A-Y-A dot net. That's my last name, Baya. So send me an email, let me know what you think of the show, any comments, suggestions, and I'd love to hear from you. So here comes another wombat. This is one of my favorites. It's a poem, a long poem, by Banjo Paterson. He's an Australian. He happens to be the man who wrote Waltzing Matilda. But he also wrote a lot of poetry. And I was in Australia, oh, I guess it was about 20 years ago. And I happened to pick up a book in the house we were staying in and found this poem and just loved it. I thought it was great. And what little did I know, it was the sort of national poem of Australia. Everybody knew about it. And in fact, there'd been two movies made from it. And it's called The Man from Snowy River. The reader is Leonard Teal, and he's an Australian, so you got to get used to the accent. And this is a story. It's an exciting story about trying to capture a horse that went wild. So I give you The Man from Snowy River, read by Leonard Teal.
There was movement at the station. For the word had passed around that the colt from Old Regret had got away and had joined the Wild Bush Horses. He was worth £1,000. So, all the cracks had gathered to the fray. All the tried and noted riders from the stations near and far had mustered at the homestead overnight, for the bushmen love hard riding where the Wild Bush Horses are, and the stock horse snuffs the battle with delight. There was Harrison, who made his pile when Pardon won the cup. The old man with his hair as white as snow, but few could ride beside him when his blood was fairly up. He would go wherever man and horse could go. And Clancy of the Overflow came down to lend a hand. No better horseman ever held the reins. For never horse could throw him while the saddle girths would stand. He learnt to ride wild droving on the plains. And one was there, a stripling on a small and weedy beast. He was something like a racehorse, undersized with a touch of team or pony. Oh, three parts thoroughbred, at least, and such as are by mountain horsemen prized. He was hard and tough and wiry, just the sort that won't say die. There was courage in his quick, impatient tread, and he bore the badge of gameness in his bright and fiery eye and the proud and lofty carriage of his head, but still so slight and weedy. One would doubt his power to stay, and the old man said, "That horse will never do for a long and tiring gallop, lad. You'd better stop away. Those hills are far too rough for such as you." So he waited, sad and wistful. Only Clancy stood his friend. "I think we ought to let him come," he said. "I warrant he'll be with us when he's wanted at the end for both his horse and he. A mountain bred. He hails from Snowy River, up by Kosciuszko's side, where the hills are twice as steep and twice as rough, where a horse's hoofs strike firelight from the flintstones every stride. The man that holds his own is good enough. And the Snowy River riders on the mountains make their home where the river runs those giant hills between. I've seen full many horsemen since I first commenced to roam, but nowhere yet such horsemen have I seen." So he went. They found the horses by the big mimosa clump. They raced away towards the mountain's brow. And the old man gave his orders. "Boys, go at them from the jump. No use to try for fancy riding now. And Clancy, you must wheel them. Try to wheel them to the right. Ride boldly, lad, and never fear the spills, for never yet was rider that could keep the mob in sight if once they gained the shelter of those hills." So Clancy rode to wheel them. He was racing on the wing where the best and boldest riders take their place, and he raced his stock horse past them, and he made the rangers ring with a stock whip as he met them face to face. Then they halted for a moment while he swung the dreaded lash. But they saw their well-loved mountains full in view, and they charged beneath the stock whip with a sharp and sudden dash, and off into the mountain scrub they flew. Then fast the horsemen followed, where the gorges deep and black resounded to the thunder of their tread, and the stock whips woke the echoes, and they fiercely answered back from cliffs and crags that beetled overhead, and upward, ever upward, the wild horses held their way, where mountain ash and courageon grew wide, and the old man muttered fiercely, "We may bid the mob good day. No man can hold them down the other side." When they reached the mountain summit, even Clancy took a pull. It well might make the boldest hold their breath. A wild hop scrub grew thickly, and the hidden ground was full of wombat holes, and any slip was death. But the man from Snowy River let the pony have his head, and he swung his stock whip round and gave a cheer, and he raced him down the mountain like a torrent down its bed, while the others stood and watched in very fear. He sent the flintstones flying, but the pony kept his feet. He cleared the fallen timber in his stride, and the man from Snowy River never shifted in his seat. Ah, it was grand to see that mountain horseman ride. Through the stringy barks and saplings on the rough and broken ground, down the hillside at a racing pace he went, and he never drew the bridle till he landed safe and sound at the bottom of that terrible descent. He was right among the horses as they climbed the farther hill, and the watchers on the mountain, standing mute, saw him ply the stock whip fiercely. He was right among them still as he raced across the clearing in pursuit. Then they lost him for a moment, where two mountain gullies met in the ranges. But a final glimpse reveals on a dim and distant hillside the wild horses going yet with a man from Snowy River at their heels. And he ran them single-handed till their sides were white with foam. He followed like a bloodhound on their track till they halted, cowed and beaten. Then he turned their heads for home and alone and unassisted brought them back. But his Hardy Mountain pony, he could scarcely raise a trot. He was blood from hip to shoulder from the spur. But his pluck was still undaunted and his courage fiery hot. For never yet was mountain horse a cur. And down by Kosciuszko, where the pine-clad ridges raise their torn and rugged battlements on high, where the air is clear as crystal and the white stars fairly blaze at midnight in the cold and frosty sky, and where around the overflow the reed beds sweep and sway to the breezes and the rolling plains are wide, the man from Snowy River is our household word today. And the stockmen tell the story of his ride.
That was The Man from Snowy River, written by Banjo Patterson and read by Leonard Teal. Well, next up is The River of Time by John Connolly. And the older you get, the more you realize you're on the River of Time. And now with this COVID virus bouncing around, you wonder if there are some rapids in the river not too far ahead. But let's hope not. And here's John Connolly's voice, which is a uniquely interesting way, poignant, I think is the word I want for it, a uniquely poignant voice singing The River of Time.
Early one morning, a new day was dawning. I was 16 and strong as a horse. I didn't know nothing about nothing, but I knew everything, of course. I turned 21, toting a gun and losing some good friends of mine. I was crossing my first streams of sorrow on the way down the river of time. This river rolls like a rocket. It don't meander and wind. Ain't a power on earth that can stop it. We're all swept up in the grind. Love you all the way till the end of the line. It's the dearest of dreams in the great scheme of things, going down the river of time. I woke up at 30 and started to worry about the glaring mistakes of my past. I still had high aspirations, but I knew that I'd better move fast. Now I'm staring at 40, and oh Lord, Lordy, I'm still a long way from the top. I've still got the heart, but I'm falling apart, facing the hands of the clock. This river rolls like a rocket. It don't meander and wind. It's the dearest of dreams in the great scheme of things, going down the river of time. It's the dearest of dreams.
The River of Time by John Connolly. The next song is One Promise Too Late by Reba McEntire. In life, we hit different bumps and things go wrong, things go right. And here's an interesting little story. This Reba sings about she meets a guy who maybe things would have worked out with him, but he just came one promise too late. So they'll never know. But you can feel the heartstrings being tugged on hard. One Promise Too Late by Reba McEntire. One Promise Too Late by Reba McEntire. Country music is often filled with broken hearts, and sometimes it's because somebody done somebody wrong. Sometimes, like the last song, just things didn't work out one reason or another. But every now and then, things do work out, and the song's about that too. This one's one of those. It's by Ann Murray, and it's called Could I Have This Dance? And my feeling is that here's a romance that's going to work. Isn't that nice to have one of those for a change? Could I Have This Dance by Ann Murray.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced.
you'll be my partner every night. When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? I'll always remember that magic moment when I held you close to me. As we
Anne Murray with Could I Have This Dance? Well, the next one is another little twist on romance. Is it possible to fall in love with someone who doesn't even know you're there? Not really as we define falling in love. It's a relationship. But you can certainly have strong feelings about a person and just discover that you're really not on their horizon. They have no interest. I had that happen. I think I was a junior or senior in college, and I met a wonderful woman, and she was nice. We had a few dates, but she just wasn't interested in me to get serious or have a long-term relationship. And I thought of sending her this song by Bob Dylan, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. It expressed very much the way I felt at our not being able to connect. So this is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, sung by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Something you would do or say to try and make me me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's all right. I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind, you could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time, but don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Don't think twice, it's all right, by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Next up is another one of these enigmatic songs. You can put your own meaning to it if you like. It's called When I Go by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. The most obvious interpretation is it's someone saying, when my time on this planet's up, I'm going to fly away high. I'm going to go out with a real burst. And it's going to be me communicating with the angels in the world and the universe. That's one way. Another way I hear it is almost like a child being born and saying, when I go out into the world, I am going to do magnificent, wonderful things, and they will enrich my life and the lives of others. So that's another way of interpreting it. So here is Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer singing When I Go.
Like the falcon when I go. Bear me, my brother, under your wing. I will strike, fell like lightning when I go. I will bellow like the thunder drum, invoke the storm of war. A twisting pillar spun in dust and blood up from the prairie floor. I will sweep the foe before me like a gale out on the snow. And the wind will long recount the story, reverence and glory when I go. Spring spirit dancer, nimble and thin, I will leap like coyote when I go. Tireless entrancer, lend me your skin, I will run like the gray wolf when I go. I will climb the rise at daybreak, I will kiss the sky at noon. Raise my yearning voice at midnight to my mother in the moon. I will make the lay of long defeat and draw the chorus slow. I'll send this message down the wire and hope that someone wise is listening when I go. And when the sun comes trumpets from his red house in the east. He will find a standing stone where long I chanted my release. He will send his morning messenger to strike the hammer blow, and I will crumble down uncountable in showers of crimson rubies when I go. Sigh, mournful sister, whisper and turn, I will rattle like dry leaves when I go. Stand in the mist where my fire used to burn, I will camp on the night breeze when I go. And should you glimpse my wandering form out on the borderline between death and resurrection and the council of the pines, do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go.
Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. That was a strange little ending there. I mean, I thought the song was over and all of a sudden there was a little burst of music, but I think that's the way they wanted it to be. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. And you can pick us up streaming on the web at wehcfm.com. Go there and click the show, and you'll be able to hear us live from anywhere in the world. So you can pick up my show Monday nights at 7. Or, since you're on the web, you could be anywhere in the world, and 7 o'clock in Abingdon, Virginia, Emory, Virginia, might be some other time in your time zone. Now it's time to wrap up the show, and one thing I enjoy doing every week is asking you to join in something with me. It's kind of the audience participation part of the show, and I look forward to it. So it's coming up now. I'm going to ask you to join me in celebrating our being alive. And it's kind of a fun thing to do because we are lucky to be alive and enjoying this wonderful world we're in spite of all its problems. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.